now to Bob Schroeder, Mayberry Homes. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. Very good. Thank you.
Very well. I know you're heading out for dinner, so I won't keep you long, but wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. One being Parade of Homes is wrapping up its last weekend today, or excuse me, this weekend. Silly me. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Wrapping up this weekend. How did the first weekend go last week for you with Mayberry Homes?
It went well. We've seen traffic up from probably the past 3 years. People are enthusiastic, and I was pleasantly surprised and very happy with the turnout.
Well, very good. What are the kind of comments that you're hearing in your homes? Because I know you like to be in the homes and move around to the different ones that are open during parade. What kind of comments are you hearing?
Well, I think there's more of an interest both in people building homes or remodeling ideas and painting and so energy efficiency is really an important topic with people, and they're really liking the new color schemes and the new decorating ideas and just the different styles. So it just feels like people are returning after a few years of being really slow and absent, and they're sort of returning and out looking at doing something, whether remodeling their house or buying or whatever.
Well, I think that bodes well economically, doesn't it? And for the economy as well, that you're seeing an upturn in the number of folks coming through and the interest that they're showing.
Yes, yeah. It feels like we're continuing, which we have for the past couple of years, a return to a more normal economy, and I'm happy to see it.
Well, very much so. You and I have talked before on this show, and one of the things you mentioned, and you kind of just hinted at again, is people are looking for some different things now in new homes. I mean, you've been in the building business for a long time, and folks are looking at, as you just kind of touched on, efficiencies and designing the homes perhaps a little bit differently for the way that they're living.
Yes, I think they're really looking at a home as the cost to use, and where before it was just an automatic investment. I mean, people got used to for 30 years that you just did not lose money. That was so anything you spent was fairly safe. And now I think they're looking at the cost. They're being more conservative. They're more concerned about the operating expense. So it's a market that is scrutinizing value more than in the past.
Well, and another thing that I've noticed over the years, the builders who have survived the economic downturn are clearly doing things right. And not only are you surviving, but you're expanding. You're in the Midland area. You're in the Traverse City area. So things are going well. I mean, clearly you're building a product that the people are looking for.
Well, we think so. And, you know, anytime things change and the market changes, especially the downturn we've had, it forces you, if you're going to survive, to really listen and pay attention to what people are saying and what they want. And, you know, from new, more open floor plans to more energy efficiency to more efficient square foot per cost and new decorating ideas and styles and feels that people are looking for, it causes you to listen and to tune in and to produce that product. And we've been fortunate that we've been able to do that.
And in the other areas, in the Midland area and in Traverse City, are they different markets inherently, or are they very similar to the Lansing area? Do you see a lot more kind of vacation and recreation homes in the Traverse City area?
Well, they're somewhat different markets. Midland, Dow is having a pretty good growth spurt, actually, with silicone a plant they're building, and they're building a solar shingle plant. So they're creating a couple thousand jobs, it looks like, and so there's just a feel of business being done there. In Traverse, there's a lot. It's one of the top 10 retirement places in the country, according to several lists, and you have that whole resort or retirement or people moving there because that's where they want to live, and then they'll look for a job. So it's a somewhat different feel, much more of a resort type feel.
Well, and of course, if there are a lot of retirement folks, they're building yet another kind of home again, looking for different needs than a family of four would.
Yes, and in Traverse, we're seeing actually both ends of the market. We're seeing some young families moving there because that's where they want to raise their kids, and we see the empty nester homes being built, that this is where they are going to probably retire, at least for part of the year.
Well, I'm guessing, though, also, Bob, if they're retiring or looking towards that and they're in Traverse City, they're going to need an extra bedroom or two for the visitors.
I think that's right, yes.
Absolutely. You have 7 homes in the parade this year, all through different neighborhoods?
Yes. We're all over the Lansing area, from Grand Ledge to Okemos, and different types of housing. We have a sort of a new urban in downtown East Lansing, where we've tore out a block in downtown East Lansing on Virginia Street, to an empty nester house on the golf course at College Fields, to a large family house in Meadows and Okemos, and a small, really affordable home in Grand Ledge. So we have a pretty good spectrum of what's happening in the marketplace and covering the whole geographic area.
And the folks in the parade homes, I mentioned, I know that you like to have yourself or representatives or the company in the homes, so that when folks come through, if they have questions, somebody's there to answer them for them.
That's right. Yeah, we have a representative in every home all the time, and we're talking with people and, again, listening to what it is they want and trying to demonstrate what we've done and trying to engage the best we can.
Well, clearly doing it successfully. Everybody knows to follow the green signs. They're quite noticeable. It sure helps to have something familiar to follow along. Can folks get tickets at different parade homes?
Yes, any one of the parade homes should have tickets available, and you can purchase the tickets, and then as you go around the parade, they will check off each home that you visit, and there's also a tab to fill out, and there, I think there's some prizes that will be given out in a drawing at the end of the parade.
Well, it's something folks look forward to every year, as you said. Great time to kind of go through and pick out a great builder for you, and some great decorating ideas as well. As always, we appreciate your time very much, and thank you so much for being with us tonight, Bob.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.